two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Can I tell you, I was up in the belly room, and I knew he was in the audience, and he really wanted to see all of us go up.
Yeah.
And the belly room has a window to the main room, so I knew you just went on stage. So I bring Makona. I could tell he doesn't know how to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I take him down the back stairwell through the kitchen to get to the main room, and when we get in the kitchen, he goes, wow.
Wait, stop.
Sorry, your burp messed up the timing. I'm sorry.
No.
People are going to think he burped if they're listening.
No. Listen, do it again.
I feel like you're going to do something
worse. I'm not. Do it again.
Okay, so I bring him down the stairwell to get to the main room. And right when we get down there, he goes,
no! Sorry, I have day terrors.
I knew that was going to happen.
Let me get this straight. So he was upstairs in the belly room.
Yeah.
Through the little window, he heard.
I heard it.
You heard Santino being announced in the main room.
I text him. Santino's on
exactly.
stage right now.
So then you go, let's go. But he went ahead of you?
No. He was like, he saw the text and he looked up and he's like, oh, like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right. And so then he went down to the kitchen.
I wave and I
he went down to the kitchen.
Showed him how to get down the kitchen.
And then when he went to the kitchen, he went, let me get that. Get this. He went, whoa.
No, he went, wow.
Wow. Not whoa. Wow. And... Or is there a panda in it or ninja assassins
Did
or
anything
happen in the story?
Well, that's why I was like, why is he so amazed by the kitchen? But he just really loved that place.
Why don't you make up that story again and tell it?
Stop. Can we just let that story sink in for a second?
Yeah, it's sunken. It's sunk.
Why don't we get...
Okay.
Do we know any writers? Because they're on strike.
No, they're on strike.
Yeah,
can't
bring
use them
in here. Maybe we could write this down and maybe this is a movie. Interesting your story is.
Kind of sounds like a film.
It's like a film. We got to get Mel Gibson in it.
He's in already.
Right.
Yeah.
We should get Steven Seagal.
He'll
do
yes.
it. Yeah.
They're the bartenders.
It's an action adventure, comedy. It's got everything. Thriller, mystery.
It was a roller coaster.
For like, oh my God.
The level of the movies you guys are doing.
I know. Because when he was going down the stairs to the kitchen, I was like, oh, that's the end of the story.
Yeah. That's what
Did
I
you
thought.
Not think?
No, I thought that was
I
it.
Know, that's the end of the story. Whoa!
But then you M. Night Shyamalan us.
With the wow. Whoa. In the kitchen. Whoa.
It's Thank so you, good Juice. To be here. It's been a year since I've been on the show.
Wait, is this your 1 year episode?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's give it up for Jetski. Yeah. 1 year she's been on the show.
Your last episode.
Honestly.
With that fucking story.
You're really not coming through with that shit.
Yeah.
McCone's lurking in the back. Fancy, don't ever leave the board again. That's like when you leave the boat. I don't want the captain to leave the wheel. Don't let one of the skippers fucking take the wheel.
Right.
You know? I don't want to crash port side. Congratulations on 1 calendar year of being on this show.
Yeah.
Do you think you're
going to
last longer?
Well, wait, what?
I have a story.
Give it.
So, oh my God. So today I woke up this morning, right? I got up from my bed and you can't believe what happened. I went down my hallway and I got a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And oh yeah. And then I went, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Thank you, man.
Wow. I'll be honest.
Tell me one.
Today,
my dog jumped up on the ottoman.
Oh,
and,
no.
Wait, and she spun around and then sat down.
Holy fuck.
And she looked back at me and I was like, wow.
Whoa,
pretty
dude.
Cool.
Whoa, dude.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool story,
pretty
dude.
Cool.
I worked late last night. I worked a regular
just,
shift.
Just let that sink
in. I'm sick. I want to go back to theaters.
Where did you work last? At the store?
Yes, yeah. I at the store last night.
I worked back door at the store.
You're stressed out.
I was really stressed out.
Why did Kanye leave?
Bobby was stressed out because Kanye was there and nobody recognized him.
Kanye was there?
Wait, stop. What'd you say?
You told me nobody recognizes me tonight. This sucks.
That's not what I said.
Yes, you
that's
did.
That's not what I said. And your fault. That's blasphemy.
Wait
that's
a minute.
That's not what I said.
Was Kanye there?
Kanye was there. Will.i.am was there.
Will.i.am and Kanye
Weekends,
was there.
The Weeknds were there.
Khali was there.
Yeah.
Khalid was there.
Yeah, everyone
Khali.
Was there.
I don't know. Makon knows who he is.
No, Talib Kweli, yeah.
Talib Kweli was there.
That's crazy.
Were
with
you there?
Kanye.
They
and
weren't
Will
together.
And
they
Will
were not
I
together.
They were all there that last night. And I did not say that. I just said, that's not what I said.
Kind of, though.
It's not kind of, but you know, tell them what I said.
It's different tonight. no one knows who I am? That's what I remember you saying.
Wow. I didn't say that. Why would I say that's fucking the grossest thing anyone
can we
say?
Go back to Kanye was there?
Okay, let's go to Kanye.
That's insane. Kanye was there with Will.i.am, yeah. Well, I was, Talib Kweli, and Khalid.
I was with a young lady in the patio, and then we nice. Look out, and Kanye's running across Sunset was from it? The store, and I guess he couldn't get into the Chappelle show? Why did he leave?
I don't know why he left.
Wow.
He could definitely get in.
Did he say anything anti-Semitic?
He did a hand thing like, bye store.
Oh, say you later. Yeah. Right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, no, whatever.
You'd think he'd hate the store because it's owned by Jews.
You'd think it is?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm playing somewhere else now. Holy shit. Gross. Wait,
you'd think he would not want to go there. That's really weird that showed up.
Yeah, he showed up. It's a Jew place. They should just call it the Jew store.
They did. They used to.
Or, yeah. Or Jerusalem 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, it's so Jewy.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we love it.
We fucking love it.
I mean, $19 for a Diet Coke, but that's fine. That's how.
Why wasn't I there last night? Where was I last night? What did I do?
You rested last night. Remember, you said you were taking a night off. You went golfing in the day yesterday.
I did need to rest.
And then you said, I'm resting. But you should have been there last night.
God, I wish I would have been there for Kanye. I had so much stuff. I do stuff about him. I do a joke about him.
Yeah, you weren't, because he had people around him, right? A couple of guys around him.
Because I had to help in the lot at one point, so many Entourage came in, and he was.
The whole cast of Entourage was there, too?
They were there.
Dude, this night is crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Was Lloyd there?
And for some reason, the cast of Glee.
What?
Yeah! They were singing and dancing and hopping around.
They all drove in separate cars. It was a mess.
Get him. Fuck it. That's wild.
Yeah.
I think what I said was. I think what I said was that because.
What?
Can I just say something?
Please.
Anything that I say to you, can you just keep it to yourself? Because I have things that I can say about you.
That do it.
I have something. I'm not going to. I'm just saying, you made me look like a fool. I'm going to let that go. I don't remember what I said, but probably I did say that, but just don't say that stuff.
Okay, it's because I said that story and made myself look like a fool, so I was trying to make you the target.
Oh, is that what it was? Ah.
Yeah.
Smooth.
But we liked your story.
We loved it.
Oh my God.
So.
Fancy, show that video that I sent to you. I really want to show you something, Bob. I think this is revolutionary stuff right here.
Alam nyo kung ano nirime niya sa confetti. Ang lupit mo naman, pre. Confetti?
Good.
Ang lupit mo naman, pre.
Huh?
Ang lupit mo naman, pre.
That's good.
That's good.
Puta, ang brutal niya. Hindi na yan slantrime. Tang ina, diagonal na.
How clever.
So
how
good.
How clever.
By the way, so I found battle raps in the Philippines are huge.
Huge.
I propose you and I go do a battle rap in the Philippines.
Okay, but
Bad Friends battle rap Philippines.
I need to brush up on my Tagalog.
I know everything he just said.
Well, I did too.
Yeah.
I can understand it. Talking it. Like, say something. I know you took the class.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. I am fat. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. Bulat puti tilabay. Tisi.
Yeah.
So I think we should do a Bad Friends battle rap in the Philippines. I swear to God, we'd have so much fun.
That was the dumbest thing we've ever done. Yeah. That was so fun. We should do the whole episode like that.
I found these videos online. They have millions of views and people are obsessed. They're pushing them around. And I think somebody said Bad Friends battle rap Philippines would be the echelon to me of us traveling internationally. So I think we should go over there, do a show, do a Bad Friends battle rap.
Well, I mean, we went out there, did our
the show.
Variety show.
I know. Yeah. When does that come out? Fancy?
It's coming.
Oh,
it's coming.
You know what that means.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Well, he edited it. It was... Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. Okay, dude.
What, did you just roll your eyes at me, dude?
Never.
You just did, though.
No.
So you just did that one time.
Something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting cocky ever since... Dude, he's getting real cocky.
Why?
I don't even want to say it. It's going to hype him up.
What is he cocky?
He's got
something?
A fucking podcast now, and he's like all, you know, up
his
own ass.
I did it. Did you do it?
No, I'm not doing that.
Whoa. Yes, you are.
He texted me, Andrew, please come talk to me for ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. And you know what I said?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Great.
Yeah, I'm not responding to that guy.
Here's another thing. His
what podcast, did you do? What movie did you do?
I don't even remember, but I remember being angry because I was there. I had to wear, he has props.
Yeah.
And wardrobe.
Oh, wow.
Who does wardrobe for a podcast?
He does.
Also, Bobby ruined it. Yeah, no, I have a script and he decided to just...
Oh, you think he was going to follow the script?
Right.
Come on, man.
I know.
That's your fault. Right. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it soon because I'm proud of the kid and I want to help him out.
What are you, Aaron Sorkin? I have to do it word for word the way you wrote it, you fucking piece of shit, dude. All right? You're a producer.
Right. I'm not... Look, I want you to pull up a photo. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying... I'm not trying to make a joke or anything, but do... Jonah Hill. Somebody saw another photo. This guy, you know how he gets big and skinny and big and skinny? Mm. There was a picture that came out that somebody showed me today that I was like, man, it looks concerning. Like it's Jonah not, Hill now.
There's no way.
No, it was kind of wild. It's got to be on images, maybe. Images. That one. Nah, that wasn't it.
There he is. He looks good.
No. Just click images, bud. The word, yeah. But I think that's it. That's actually the one right
there. He looks good.
Yeah, but look at the whole body. He's got
the whole body. He looks great.
He looks great. He looks so, ripped, so skinny and jacked.
Yeah.
What's he doing, dude?
Oh, is that what you're?
Ozempic.
Ozempic.
What's Ozempic?
It's like a. Is it a weight loss drug?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the case, dude. He's looking. The kid's looking great. Shout out to that kid. But I saw a photo and I was like, he's got kind of like a Tom Hanks.
Castaway
thing yeah. up top, but down below. Little Tom Hardy. Tom Hanks up top, Tom Hardy down below.
Yeah.
Wow. Skinny tattooed, right? Like, look, he's in fucking great shape. So I'm like, what is he working on? This doesn't look like just life stuff. This looks like he's working on a movie thing.
Well, he looked like that in a YouTube movie, right? With Eddie Murphy.
This is the most, like, in shape I think I've ever seen the guy. That Eddie Murphy movie, he looked good, but this is, like, fucking crazy. He's jacked. He's skinny. Muscles out.
I just have to say, he's
puffy chest.
Have you met him? He's the nicest guy.
Yeah,
you
I'm not saying anything negative. I'm
that's
saying
why I'm not saying
he
anything.
Must be planning for something. Is my point? Because he's
just
looking
a,
like
such
oh,
a
like
nice
a
guy.
Movie?
Have you met him?
Yeah,
Jules,
no.
Jess.
No.
Jules,
I know
she'll be here soon.
I saw her yesterday.
What happened?
Nothing. I went to over their house.
You went to go see Jules and Kalilah at their house.
So Kalilah goes, "Let's watch a movie." So I go. I had some time.
You know what that means?
What? No. I was with a young lady last night, right?
No, popsicles.
Did you see her?
Yeah.
How was she?
She looked kind of like Kalilah.
Kalilah too?
She was very
why
pretty.
Why does every girl that
again?
I like look like Kalilah?
That's a good question.
I've never said that to you.
I know you haven't.
No, never. And I wouldn't cross that line. That's really offensive.
That's so
you
offensive.
You do have
for
a type tall, beautiful, model-esque, long,
oh,
dark
so every
hair.
Tall, pretty girl is Kalilah now?
Long, dark hair.
The blondes don't like me, baby.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Have you never had blondes before?
Sarah Hyland.
She's kind of dirty blonde. But like a blonde?
Oh, no.
Like a platinum blonde?
No.
Why do you think they wouldn't like you? What is it?
Maybe it's God's law.
God's law?
Yeah. Maybe it's a prophetic God thing.
What is God's law?
Son, you will not get top of the line.
You won't get top of the line.
You'll get 9.5.
9's still pretty good.
But not 10.
Why not?
Is that God? Is that pretty good God?
Yeah, but why not God, I would say.
Korean God.
Because.
Korean God, Fancy? You think
what does Korean God sound like to you?
Like that.
No, that's not. Do Korean God. Andrew, you know Korean God.
My son.
There we go. That's Korean God.
Eat out of it.
Yeah.
Out of it.
Yes.
What do you think God says? What do you think God says about you, Vance? You think you have a better God than some of us?
Is yours a Spanish God?
Yeah.
Pervert. He's probably a pervert.
Fucking pervert, dude.
He can't be much of a God. He's out whistling at women in the street. Fucking perv. You got a perv God. So wait, you went over to the house and what happened? You watched a movie?
Yeah, and the movie is the most triggering movie I've ever seen in my life.
What's it called?
Soft and Quiet.
Ooh.
I know.
I mean, it sounds awful. Let me see.
It's
Soft
on the,
and Quiet.
It's on the fucking Netflix. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
2.1.
They shot it in 4 days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it about? A horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a stretch to say it's a horror movie.
Why? What is it? Where does it land? Oh, it's a Blumhouse.
Yeah, it's a Blumhouse movie. So you think, you know what I mean? It's a horror movie, but, oh, fuck it. I'll just talk about it. I don't give a fuck. I'll talk about it.
Do it.
All right. A bunch. So it's shot in one shot. So basically, it's one shot. So it's like the whole. There's no cuts.
Steadicam the whole time.
Yeah, fake.
It's fake because I could see like when they point to the sky. Maybe
yeah, you have to cut.
Edit there.
Birdman cut.
Mm-hmm. It's a Birdman cut. But it's still seamless. You can't. You don't know where the cuts are. So
like
it's
that.
From beginning to end. It starts off with a teacher, elementary school teacher. And
oh,
then,
yeah. What you doing? Crayon stuff. No. I like it. Go ahead.
And it's after school. She has a pie.
It is after school with right. a pie.
So she has a pie. And anybody listening who don't want spoilers, there's no way to say it without spoilers.
No, I like it.
You like it?
This is how all good movies start. After school with a pie. Wink, wink. Go on. What else happens? Huh?
So then...
the football team comes in, yeah. don't they?
And then you see her go out in the front of the school. It's pretty... day. It's like 4 p.m. or whatever. She's a little kid. And the little kid goes, what do you have? She says, I have a pie. And then shows the woman, white woman, walk into a forest.
Yeah.
She finds a church.
Well, yeah. She's a white woman wandering, as they do.
Yeah. She sees a bunch of her other white female friends in the church. And it's this meeting.
Oh, wow.
What?
Was Kanye there?
No.
No, I thought this. Okay.
It could be. He could have been it. Because watch.
Okay.
And, you know, this is now 15 minutes. You know, it takes a while for her to get there. She opens up the pie, and on the surface of the pie is a swastika.
Seriously?
I swear to God.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, you love it now.
No, yeah. I want to see it.
See, mm-hmm. Did you see how?
Before, I was just like, oh, teacher, wandering woods, swastika.
Right.
You got my attention.
Right. Yeah. And then they proceed to have a meeting, a KKK meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the film?
Oh, it's the beginning of the film.
You said it was a comedy or is it a horror?
To me, it's a comedy.
It sounds hilarious.
Yeah, and then that's the meeting.
There's a bunch of old white women in the room. Well, not even old. Just
It ranges from early 20s to late 50s.
Wow.
These women, right? And then...
What's the significance of the pie?
What do you mean? They ate it.
But why a pie? There is something.
That's so funny.
There's got to be something.
Is that significant?
Well, there's got to be something about the pie, right? Because you could have put a swastika on anything.
Look.
They could have done it on pizza. They could have done it on, you know.
Well, it's sort of
lasagna would have been fun.
It's one of those pastry.
A swastika lasagna.
It's a very American thing. American.
But how do you do it on the lasagna? It's hard to read.
Are you kidding? You think I've never put a swastika on a lasagna? You do it with the cheese, you weirdo. And then you flame pro. You gotta come to Wednesday nights. I keep saying, come to Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we do the lasagna swastika.
All your friends are there, though. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we'll sneak you in.
All right.
So they put a swastika on the pie. That's it. By the way, it's not really a, what do you call this? This isn't like a spoiler alert. It's on the internet right there.
Yeah.
They already show it, so it's not that hidden.
Yeah, and then they go, and then a priest walks up to the main lady and goes, get the fuck out of here. Like, I guess they're not even supposed to be there.
What? The priest is like, get on here. We got some kids coming in. You gotta get on here.
Yeah. And so one of the women goes, well, let's go to one of them owns a store. So they go to a store and they see these two. They seem maybe Native, two girls, but they could be Hispanic. I don't know.
That's exactly what the producer said.
Yeah,
they were like, it seemed Hispanic, but we don't know.
We don't know. But they're browns.
We're not going to say.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
They're credited as brown people.
They could be half mulatto blacks.
Oof. Tough word. Tough word, but I love it. Good for you.
What? Is that how you say it?
I think that's it.
Half
it's
Milano,
like the cookie. Milano.
Oh, like Alyssa Milano.
Pepperidge Farm Milano.
Is Alyssa Milano half?
She is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where they say that.
That's where it comes from.
Fuck, I knew it.
Pepperidge Farm Alyssa Milano.
I knew it. There was something I didn't trust about her.
Same.
So anyway, and they basically... tell these two girls, the store's closed while they're in the store.
Yeah.
Then we're just going to get a wine. And they go, get the fuck out of here, that type of thing. And then they go, you have to buy the most expensive wine then. And you know, when you tell a minority that, they're like, well, I can do it. So they buy a $300 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And then when they were leaving, there was some sort of altercation. And then the women go, let's go to their house and fuck them up.
What?
Why?
I don't know why. This is what's so... infuriating about this movie.
Did this movie do well?
It got 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was a South by Southwest movie.
It's a TikTok movie, so people are talking about it on TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's one of those where they're like, people can't even get through it.
Did you get through it?
We didn't want to.
But you finished it.
We're like, we look at it, me and Clonin look at you like, this is so fucked up.
That's how I feel about Succession.
Really?
Every time I start a new episode, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's taxing. Yeah. It's right. Am I wrong? It's exhausting.
No, I get it. It's like abusive.
Will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? It's like.
So anyway, they go to the woman's house. These two, they're sisters.
Let me guess.
What?
Swastika pie.
They already ate the pie.
There's got to be another one.
Yeah.
But they took a shit, so maybe it's the same pie. They did a shit with a swastika. That's so hard to do.
Pretty talented. They're
pretty talented.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, if you want to watch the movie, I'm going to give it away now.
Give it away.
They kill him.
Oh, wow.
End of movie.
End of move me. Sorry. It did move you. No.
Can I get that?
No.
Can I get that back?
Keep it,
no.
Keep it.
Yeah, I need to read another take.
End of move me is powerful.
Yes. I know, but that's not what I meant to say.
Yeah,
it is.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you're saying end is of move it
me.
Moved me.
Move me. A movie.
End of moved me.
End of movie.
DoorDash. Hey.
I love DoorDash because I get delivery system all the time to my house, and DoorDash is the number one thing that I use because they have the best variety of restaurants. They're prompt. The drivers are super nice, and I just love it. And when you go to a different city, you know, you have to rely on DoorDash because they're just the best. Because
you don't know what you're getting into. Yeah. And by the way, my favorite thing is I forget stuff all the time. We're on the go. We're running around all the time. Like if you're missing something, like, oh man, I ran out of peanut butter for my PB&J, right? Or you're like, oh, I just ran out of bread. The best part is need fresh groceries for the week but don't have the time to go to the store. Guess what? Grocery delivery from DoorDash is available now. You get everything you want delivered when you need it right to your door.
With thousands of grocery stores to choose from, you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order. You'll get exactly what you ordered, or we'll make it right, which means DoorDash. So sit back and enjoy quality groceries just like you picked them yourselves.
The best part is if you want more value, you can save on all your grocery and restaurant favorites with a $0 delivery fee on all eligible orders with a Dash Pass membership. We've been using it for a long time. We love DoorDash. They're so reliable. Probably the best interface that I've ever used of a food delivery app. And now they're getting you groceries. So now you can get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $10 value when you use the code FRIEND2023. FRIEND2023 at checkout. Limited time offer, terms apply. That's 50% off up to a $10 on a $15 minimum subtotal and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code FRIEND2023.
Don't forget, that's code FRIEND2023 for 50% off your first order with DoorDash.
Viator.
You know, we travel a lot. And, you know, sometimes you're in Hawaii or some city and you don't know what to do. I'll tell you what you do. You go to Viator because they know what to do.
Yep.
All right. Viator has over 300,000 bookable travel experiences in over 190 countries. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures with all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Viator is the place to go to book memorable travel experiences.
That's right, because I'm going to Hawaii and Viator has set me up to do some fun stuff. I'm going to go hike a volcano. I'm going to go on a couple of hikes, actually. And I want to go out and cruise in the open ocean and check out the sharks, my friend. So Viator can help you get there wherever you are. Whatever kind of experience you want to have, whether small or big, something local, or you want to go way, way out and do something amazing and wild and risky, have fun. Try it with Viator.
When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service.
That's all around the clock, baby. All you got to do is download the Viator app now. Use the code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say you are, okay, not for you. You're sober. You're going to a dinner party of somebody fancy, very famous. And
you got it. I need a name.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I love him.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Let's say he says, Bob, I want you to come over for dinner. I don't
tell
know
a story.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tell another story.
No, cut it up. What do you
Let's
bring,
break it up.
Start. What do you bring to Jake Gyllenhaal's house?
Why do I have to bring anything?
See, this is interesting.
Wow, you didn't even think about
you. So you wouldn't show up to Jake Gyllenhaal's house with something as like a, you know, hey, thank you for having us over.
If he's like, we're doing a UFC party, why would I bring gloves? I mean, what the fuck do I bring?
Well, most people bring booze or food, or a gift of some kind of unique, fun thing.
I've never brought anything to anyone's house.
But what I'm telling you is, you want to leave a better impression because you're such a lovable, fun guy.
Yeah.
If you also bring something, they'll remember it forever. It'll be all like, right, it'll be like, man, I love Bobby Lee. And you know what he did?
Yeah.
He brought over a slinky, just one slinky, and he gave it to me.
Whoa.
That would stay in there for the, am I wrong? For the rest of time. Mm-hmm. Because your presence is wonderful. And then if you gave something small and fun.
I know what. Goes Rubik's Cube, but I would switch out a couple of the colors.
Genius.
So that they could never get that inside. That is
fucking,
you know,
genius.
There's like one more green than red.
Uh-huh.
So they're just confused. Like, we can never solve this.
What
right?
would you give as a fun gift of going to a famous person's house? What's a fun
Jake
gift?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
It doesn't matter. For you, just make it up. Whoever it is. But what's the fun little quirky gift?
Maybe origami. I could bring.
You would make origami for them.
No, I'd bring a bunch of paper and some instructions. Ugh. And then everyone could do it together. And it'd be like a fun
Sounds
activity.
Sounds like another kitchen story.
Whoa.
That would, could be fun.
So you would bring them work?
No, but some people think it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, you were doing origami the whole trip.
The whole time on the bus.
On the bus. How many did you make? There was a bunch on the...
there were seven on the windowsill.
On the windowsill. Of the same animal, by the way.
Same animal.
Lazy.
Yeah, very lazy.
Well, I was trying to perfect what? It.
You but you practice. Did a swan. We've sit, been there, done that, you know?
But it was like a handicapped swan.
I know.
It was like one wing was
At
huge.
First, I thought it was a fucking T-Rex.
Yeah, because the neck was crooked.
With the hands.
It was all cricked.
With the wings, but...
What would you bring to a nice party?
Oh, that's easy. Drugs.
Drugs. What kind, though?
I'd probably bring mushrooms and maybe some other
nice.
Stuff.
Like oh, yeah, you're going to show up to Jake Gyllenhaal. I have mushrooms. They don't do drugs.
I guarantee you he likes mushrooms.
No, they don't.
I'd be willing to bet my bank account Jake Gyllenhaal microdoses. At all.
Nope. I'd be the guy with mushrooms, and if there's like hot girls or some guys, they'd be like, oh, he's the guy with the mushrooms. I'd bring
right.
drugs, yeah.
What about you, fans?
I would bring a nice bottle of wine.
Right, but this is the that's what I'm saying. That's a standard answer. When he brought up the wine in the shop, I thought, wine is this go-to thing. And by the way, every time I brought wine to somewhere, they don't give a fuck. So now I don't do it anymore. I bring a unique thing from
something
around the
fun.
House.
Oh, I
said Rubik's Cube without a fucking thing. It's fucking something fun.
Level up, dude.
Level up something fun and interesting and new. Mushrooms is, you obviously you would bring that. Look at you. Right? But surprise them.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. You're a writer, so go ahead.
Hey, easy one would be swastika pie. Swastika pie is really easy.
There probably is a lot of swastika stuff on eBay, so I would get them like a belt with a swastika on it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Racist.
Very cool.
Well, the
very
other
cool.
thing that I do is cooking something Spanish that is very unique.
Empanada.
Know? Empanadas, tortilla. Okay. That usually works. I don't know if I would do it to Jake Gyllenhaal. But
if Jake Gyllenhaal, listen, if you're listening right now, you want to invite me to your party, I'm going to surprise you with something fun. What am I going to bring? I'll tell you what.
I know what I would do again. Go ahead.
I would bring one single shoe of a child.
Whoa.
A little tiny shoe.
Whoa.
And you know what? I'd hand it to him. Yeah. Would never talk about it ever again.
Or dress up as a movie character from one of his movies.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
See, this is funny too.
I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I would, as a wave.
What?
A gigantic wave.
From what?
Oh, I know. I've seen that movie.
Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
But you don't.
Because it's a.
He would love that. He would love that.
Right? You'd be like, what? I go, remember?
He would.
Yeah, he would remember. And he's like, oh, and then I'm just sitting there watching UFC in a wave costume. You know me, just on a fucking Rubik's Cube.
But you have to be a frozen wave like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a frozen wave.
It did freeze.
It did eventually freeze.
It eventually
freeze,
freezes.
But there is a scene where. A wave, a gigantic waves. Yeah, that's it.
What are they called? You should know.
Tsunamis.
There it is.
Bingo.
What's the root origin of tsunami? Why is it called a tsunami? Do you know?
It's a Japanese word.
Yeah, go on.
And in Japanese, it translates to big wave.
Big wave. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We added the T. It used to be called tsunami, but we added the T.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be a little different. To tsunami.
Exactly.
To tsunami, because it sounds like... You know, sashimi, tsunami.
Right.
You had to separate it.
Yeah. If you were Jake, what character would you dress up as?
Well, I'd be. I'd probably be the.
By the way, no, he might listen to this and also invite you to his house one day.
Yeah. So, what movie character?
Probably the rabbit from Donnie Darko. I'd really stand out, and people would be like, "Who's that?"
Great movie.
And then I'd sit next to you the whole time because I know you.
Or if Tom Hanks, what would you dress up as, Tom Hanks?
You know what I just realized I wanted to dress up as? I want to be the animal from Okja. From Okja. You look at the animal from Okja. Remember Okja? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
The pig?
Huh?
The pig.
It's a pig. It's a big oversized pig. That's what I want to be from Okja. Super pig.
And who's in that movie?
He is. Jake. Jake's in
Okja?
Yeah. He's the pig.
Oh, he is?
No.
No.
But I want to be a big pig. But that, you know what that
looks
like?
Well, you could go to wherever that girl's name is.
Bobby Lee. Tell me that's not me and you. When we go out for a night on the town, you think we don't look like that to most people?
Yeah.
I've actually walked into a restaurant and I've heard somebody go, Okja! They think that it's you and me out on the town.
Yeah.
That looks more like Falcor from Neverending Story than anything else.
So a Tom Hanks movie, what would you show up as a character?
Mm, that's good. Philadelphia is easy, isn't it?
That's what I was
thinking. Did I take it from you? Yeah. I know.
Mm. Well, no. No, because at that point, right, if I know, we would like try to beat each other.
Who would be more AIDS-y?
Yeah.
I'd out AIDS you.
You know what I would do? Huh? No, I would out AIDS you then.
No chance.
You know, I would get AIDS.
Good luck.
I would get AIDS and I would wait a year.
And who would you get it from?
What?
Me. So I'm already there. Way ahead of you, pal. What Tom Hanks movie would you do?
I would be like a FedEx delivery driver.
Well, from what?
From Castaway.
Oh, okay. That's a long stretch.
It's a stretch.
It's a stretch, but I like it.
Oh, yeah, he was like a more corporate level in it. He was never wearing the outfit.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, he was on the plane.
We have to be a character he played.
No, but you know
what I mean. It's just like, then you have to explain, like, well, I know you're not a FedEx. I mean, you were corporate, but.
I'll be the snowman.
From the train. From
Elvis.
What?
Elvis.
Man, you're stretching all this fucking bullshit.
Snowman.
No, it seems to me that you haven't seen a lot of Tom Hanks movies.
I have, but I don't want to be from the burbs. I would just be a dad.
Mm.
And then they have just plays a lot of like old men. Man called Otto. Big, he literally is playing an older man.
Well, he's playing.
You could show up as a mermaid.
But that's not him. That's from Splash.
It doesn't matter. It's from, but he'll get it.
He doesn't have to play. Yeah, it's just something.
He'll get it.
Fine. I'll be Forrest Gump.
No. Again.
Yeah. Hacky.
Okay.
One of the weird little bugs from the Green Mile that comes out of the big guy's mouth. You could be that. That's kind of more up your alley. See what I mean? That's more up your alley.
Yeah.
I'll be the bug.
Yeah, okay.
This is a fun game. What? So give another.
What Tom Hanks movie would you be? How about this?
Give me another actor. Let's do another actor.
What Tom? I was gonna say Tom Cruise.
Ooh, Sandra Bullock.
That's a good one. I would show up.
Was she the Blind Side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would be Michael Orr. I'd show up as a big black guy, and I would commit. I'd do ball blackface.
Yeah,
and I would gain 600 pounds.
Whoa!
You know what I would do?
Well, it's for the party.
Yeah, you gotta commit.
Me and Eric Griffin together would play a bus from Speed. I couldn't do it by myself, but if Eric was like the bulk of it.
He's the bus.
Yeah. And I could be on his shoulder as a driver.
I don't know. Man, Bobby Choo Choo, man.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
That is very good. What would you do?
I've never seen any of her movies.
Sandy? You never seen a Sandy flick?
No, I have. I'd probably be like Miss Congeniality for
sure. Love me a good Sandy flick, by the way.
Yeah, she's
one
the best.
That like we can't lose.
The most likable. She's so non-offensive.
I know, but then you find out that she's like addicted to fentanyl and she's nodding out on what's it called in Philly. Have you seen her?
No.
They caught her on the side of the street. Look at Philly, Philly fentanyl. They got, look up Sandra Bullock, Philadelphia fentanyl. She was on the street. They caught her doing fentanyl on the side of the street, nodding off. It's insane. Do videos. You'll see it.
It's not her, dude.
It's got to be.
It can't be her.
Do images. It's got to be. You'll see her.
Yeah.
Look right there in the top six photo up. Keep right. Boom. That's her in Philly. She's on.
No, that's the movie she did with fucking Channing Tatum.
No, it's not, dude. You're seeing stuff.
And then this one.
There it is.
Yeah, not looking good.
No, she's been nodding off on fentanyl.
No.
Buddy, you don't believe me. That's your choice.
She's just walking down the street, man.
Yeah. On fentanyl.
Okay.
Look at this is what's going on in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. By the way, have you seen what is going on in Philadelphia?
No.
The show. Go to just Google search Philadelphia fentanyl. I don't even know the name of the street. But there's a prominent street in Philly where people are nodding off on the side of the road.
But that's every American city.
Nah, right? This one's like crazy. It's crazy bad. But people are like halfway up. Like that guy. Go down a little bit. Down, fourth row. Down, down, down one more. One more down. This one. So this is what everybody looks like now. Everybody is half nodding. They're It's like they're trying to suck their own dick, but they're trying to stay away.
You know what we should do when we're there?
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
We're going to Philly.
We'll hum this. Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Like Thriller. And then when they're walking down the street, we could do a Thriller thing.
Thriller. This is fentanyl. Get so high.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to suck your dick in the middle of the daylight.
Look at that. Yeah, that's fentanyl. When the zombie's coming out of the earth. right there. Right.
This is terrible.
Yeah, I know, because they're sick. Well, look,
it's a terrible
epidemic. They're sick, and this is an epidemic.
It's
and
an epidemic. We're sorry.
But it's... Dun, 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 dun.
Because this is fentanyl.
Fentanyl or not.
I got to tell you.
Hold on.
It's terrible.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
What are we doing? But
there's it. That's what it's called.
There is.
Kensington, right?
Oh,
look that up.
Whoa. Oh,
that's
shit.
Kensington Avenue in Philly. It's the most prominent area of fentanyl use in the United States.
Oh, my God.
Right?
So sad. So tragic.
It's wild. It's but so they wild. Are. It does look like Thriller.
Oh, God.
Imagine if one guy was nodding off and you walked by him and he just popped up and went, Shamon! And then went right back up. Jesus.
Because this is fentanyl.
Yeah.
Hey, should we bring in our guest? We got a guest that's here. He just showed up. He's here, right? Is he here?
He's here.
Bring him the fuck on in.
I forgot who it was.
Good friend of ours. One of our favorite homies on earth, Jay Larson.
Oh, the Jay Larson's here. Hello, Captain. How are you? Good to see you.
Jay Larson.
Great to be here.
Jay Larson, sit down there.
Jay, you live still on the west side or what?
I'm on the west side, yeah.
Yeah. You like it over there?
Yeah, I love it. Can I just say my favorite thing is that there's not even glass right there. They're just like in a takeout window.
yeah.
That's what they do with the Hispanics.
they put you right there.
Okay, first of all, you made it racial, and although that may be true, we don't need to communicate that to the public.
Right.
Don't make it about race.
Yeah.
You're back there because you're below us.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I do love that he's the whitest Hispanic I've ever seen in my life.
They both are. Carlos is Mexican.
Yep.
That is Carlos and Andres. We couldn't find more light-skinned Spanish people on earth.
No, you can't.
That's what they said in the ad.
Yeah.
Must
Larson,
be white.
Jay, let's play a game. Do you remember the one time that you were mad at me?
Ooh, I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. But I think there's more than one. No, that's the only...
I could only think of one, but you know the more than one time you were mad at me?
Time? No, I remember the...
Yeah.
When
plural? Times?
When we were going to run your special and you didn't show up that time?
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
You know what's funny?
What?
I just went on a date with a girl, and we matched on a dating app, went on a date, and she's like, yeah, you know, The first time I started being interested, no, actually, I never wanted to do. Yes, I did. She goes, I started being interested in you. She goes, I went to see Bobby Lee run his hour, and he didn't show up. And I remember everyone was so bummed that Bobby wasn't there, but then you went up, and you had such a great set. And I was like, who's this guy?
Amazing. Mm. Stolen. Stolen! Right
and,
out from under you.
But the thing is, I love Bobby Lee and always, always have. And I was more, I wasn't mad at you. I just wanted you to care more because I think everybody loves watching you do stand-up.
That's right.
That sounds like a good story, though.
It sounds like a great story.
So wow.
He was mad at me for a long while, though.
How long were you mad at Bob for?
Not long. Maybe two and a half years.
I honestly thought it took a while because there was like a weirdness between us, I think.
No, because you're fucking weird as fuck.
Yeah, you're weird. Mm.
That's insulting.
Oh, wait a minute.
Unsalting?
Unsalting?
No. Don't. He just learned unsalted, so he gets these confused all the time.
Because
when we go out, if something's unsalted, he goes, that's insulting. And I go, Bob, it's unsalted.
Unsalted.
And he'll just mix these things up.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that for any genuine, that you're not strange? You're strange in a good way.
No.
You don't think you're strange at all?
Listen, I'm going to say Bobby.
Bobby is right. By the way, write it down. Bobby. 100% Bobby now.
I think you've grown a lot emotionally in that it used to be that you'd come up and you'd be like, hey, buddy, and you give a hug and then you try to slap me in the dick and then you would leave. Mm-hmm. And now you come up and you genuinely look at me like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean?
That you're growing as a man. That's great.
Would you say that I'm far?
So will you say this then?
Yeah.
That I was once weird.
Yeah, I think you were just worried about about you would you thought I was gonna be mad at you, and so you were gonna be awkward, but I was like, I still love you, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just don't want any fucking bad feelings between us.
And there are
there,
none.
Was there another time that I'm that we had
no,
a falling out?
No, not at all.
Okay. I imagine there was.
All right, there's a. Let me get the list. Santino had me prep. He's like, bring
have you
list.
Had falling outs with other comics before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't look at this as a falling out with you.
Yeah. It's funny. I have falling outs. So.
Every comic has falling outs with other comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a part of the world of the business of like, she's too young to know it yet.
You have you had any?
Not like, no. Like, I've drifted away from people, but I think that's different than
no,
what you're
talking
about.
No, but not out of rage.
We're talking about, no thank you, don't need to see you ever again.
Nah, no.
That happens in our business because we're too close. We're on top of each other all the time.
Yeah.
So you eventually go, no, thank you. I'm okay.
And then you kind of navigate it because sometimes they're famous or whatever and they're doing well. So it's like you do it in your own way by ignoring.
Yeah, well, we all have our own way. But, you know, for the most part, it's.
I have a list.
I know.
You have a list?
Of what?
Of people you don't like?
Yeah. Jay, if you're going over to a famous man or woman's house, they invite you to a dinner party. What are you bringing?
I mean, you got to bring a bottle of wine, right?
See, that was the initial thing, was wine.
They're not going to want you to bring food.
But we said nowadays, they don't even care about the wine. No one gives a shit anymore. They fuck it off. They usually go, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then they throw it away. So we said, you got to bring something else a little bit more fun
All
or
right.
memorable.
All
he
right.
said a Rubik's Cube missing a couple of colors.
That's not what I'm starting with. I was thinking maybe you bring like, you make like a pre-made high-end cocktail for everyone.
See?
If we're not fucking with wine, mm. we're like, but if they're bougie and they do it right, they're gonna have everything dialed in food and drink wise anyway. So maybe the Rubik's is the play.
That's
the
thing.
I don't know about missing the colors. I don't know.
No, you want
to
fuck
no,
them
not
up
missing,
a little bit.
We add extra colors.
A different
to the
color.
Red.
Yeah, they'll never
so
be able to solve
able
it.
To solve it.
Got it. Yeah,
it's unsolvable Rubik's.
But you think they're gonna just sit down and be like, "Hey guys, everybody, hold up, we got a Rubik's. Let's solve this real quick."
But you know those guys can solve it in 6 seconds, right?
Yeah, Rick Glassman can.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anybody with autism, I think that's part
it's
of the thing.
They can do it.
It's what it comes.
It's like you're born with
what's,
a waist.
What's the world record on solving a Rubik's?
I'll
cube?
Tell you right now.
What?
Give it before
let's
he
all
looks
guess.
It up.
I'll say it's 3.8 seconds.
Whoa.
I'm gonna say 4.7. 4.7.
I'd say 7.4.
7 seconds.
That's
what
high.
Do you say, jet ski?
I was thinking minutes originally.
Well, go for no, it then. No, no. Stick to your bad answer.
3 minutes.
Don't bail out on a shitty answer.
I know what's wrong now with your guesses.
Yeah, you're way off.
Rubik's Cube world record. Talented 9-year-old Chinese 4. Boy.
4.69.
I was pretty close. I said 4.7.
Have you ever seen this? Can you just put show them? How, you're not going to believe this shit. I've never solved one.
Me either.
Have you ever solved one?
Never.
I've had one.
Never.
All my life. It's still not. I've never solved it.
And I don't care if I ever do.
I don't ever. I threw it.
I am.
A wall.
I am. I got to be honest. I'm blown away. He's Chinese. I mean, of all the places you think.
Yeah.
He would be from. That's not. That's a white. That's
doesn't matter. Just to see him do it.
That's an old standard white.
Ready?
No,
right
it's
there.
Not.
No,
he's
go,
not.
Go, 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 go. Right. Ready? Look at it.
That's 4.22. This is the new world record. Oh. Boom.
Whoa.
Wow. Holy shit.
My favorite is when they you see how he picked it up at first and looks at it?
Yeah.
They look at it. They get time to like look at it. So they have it like under a thing. Then you get a chance to look at it and then they put it down like, all right, I'm ready. So they process what it looks like and then they go.
But I feel like there's got to be a category where you don't get to look at it first because that to me seems like the real challenge. Not looking at
all right.
Well, am I
it's
wrong?
It's hard enough.
Then make it hard enough.
You know?
You know what's so funny about the human mind?
What?
I bet you at some point in the future, not looking at it and looking at it, they'll be able to beat the looking at it before because that's how dedicated the mind is.
Or there's just going to be two records. There'll be two records.
Two records, right.
Yeah, well, he looked at it.
I want to say
asterisk.
I want to say something that's going to be controversial. You might have to cut it out. But
no, leave it in.
All right, leave it in. So, notice if the people are doing it are all skinny. A fat guy wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd be thinking about food the whole time.
Their fingers are too
the
big.
The fingers are too big. I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so. You have to be nimble. No, is what? That controversial?
Look, Google. Is there any fat Rubik's Cube champion?
I love it. This is controversial for you.
Well,
I've said some things.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work that way though, because the hot dog champion, he's skinny. The hot
Joey
dog,
Chestnut.
Yeah, he's skinny.
But the
guy.
Inside's fat.
No, he's skinny fat. There is a thing called
skinny
fat
yeah,
where he's he's bigger than you than he looks. He's not fat, but he's just got more space than
no,
you see.
No, I mean, they're pretty skinny, I think, some of them I've seen.
They look really skinny.
I don't even understand. How does he even find out that that's a skill set that he has?
See, this is another thing,
college.
Right? Like with sports, you go, you can see athleticism started. You go, wow, the kid's got a thing of the thing. This is a dare. Like in college, she said, for real, Del Taco used to have 25-cent tacos on Tuesday night. So we would go to the dorm, and there's a couple of guys. We would all usually just get a few tacos. But there's a couple of guys that were like, I'm going to see how many I can eat. Mm-hmm. And they would battle, and whoever ate more, the other guy would pay for them. And there was one dude on our hall that was a little tizzy. He had a little tism. Interesting cat. Wouldn't look you in the eye.
A little tizzy.
Looked you on a third button down. Mm-hmm. Sweet kid. He could eat like 20 tacos. No shit from Del Taco. House them. 20 tacos and still be fine. Didn't like pass out or throw up. He felt ill, but it was fine. And I think it's one of those moments like that that people go, I think I have a weird capability of eating way too much food.
Go to a full body one. You can't tell from the chest up.
See,
like the
he's
one
bigger than you think.
He's got a pistachio commercial right now.
He does, the Joey
Chestnut.
That's
he's
him.
He's not big. He might have that like
look at those arms.
Beer gut, you know, but he's just... It's
I think he's got
crazy.
A big can. Maybe his can is good size.
Yeah.
Seed.
Oh my God. Probiotic is so important for your stomach.
You got to be able to move. You got to be able to move in there.
And
baby.
I have irregular poops.
I've
always had it, right? But now I've been taking seed and now I have regular poos.
I take this every day and I really feel good about it. I got to tell you, to balance your life and your health is the most important thing for me, to have an easy stomach so I feel good during the day. And Seed's DSO1, Daily Symbiotic. This is a prebiotic and probiotic in one capsule combined.
Everybody poops, so make it a healthy one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my grandfather used to say.
That's what he said.
Seed's DSO1, Daily Symbiotic, helps promote healthy, regular poops by simply taking two capsules per day. It's really that easy. In fact, I'm going to take two right now
to let
people know I do it, okay? So here's two capsules. Look at how cool and futuristic this bottle is.
Yeah, it is really cool. Yeah. DSO1 Daily Symbiotic is an effective way to start supporting your gut microbiome, which ultimately impacts your skin, heart, and various other connections within the body. What's in it, you ask? 24-strain broad-spectrum probiotic and prebiotic formulated for digestive, gut immune, and additional systemic benefits. 53.6 billion AFU, okay? This is going to help you feel better and move better. And everybody poops. Why not get your poops in line and line them up good? You want it nice and smooth? Go ahead, try it today. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/badfriends. Use the code badfriends to redeem a 30% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/badfriends and use the code badfriends. In college, we used to go to parties. If we went to a frat house and they had a pool room, they'd always had a pool table, we'd steal one ball. We'd always steal one ball.
Did you ever get the full set?
No. We'd always just like to steal a ball because it would fuck. Because you now they have to go get.
Yeah.
And you can't buy one ball. Amazon didn't exist back then.
Some pledge got his ass handed to
him. I know.
Over
I
that
loved
one
it.
Ball.
We used to steal one ball all the time.
My dad fired 3 employees because of me, and I never told anybody.
Why?
Because I stole 14 grand from my dad's safe. And he
time out. Hold
14
on.
14 grand?
Escalated
what
so
the
fast.
Fuck, Bobby? I used to steal a pool ball. You stole $14,000?
Not in one shot.
Even still.
What was your like average
when
withdrawal?
When I was 17, when I was using drugs.
Okay.
Every Friday, my dad would. He had 6 clothing stores in San Diego.
Fashion gal.
Right. So he would go to every fashion gal, and pick up money in these brown paper bags that were stapled, and then bring it back to our house, put it in the safe, and then Monday he would deposit it. I don't know why he did it that way.
And you knew the safe combination.
No, then. I said. I had my license, so I'll do that for you, Dad.
Scumbag.
Right? So I would go, I bought a stapler, and I opened the bag, and I would take a couple $100 out. What's so funny?
I love that the big investment was a stapler for this whole operation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got to give him a lot of
restaple.
Credit.
And I would staple it back together, and smart. He, in his mind, he thought it was like his employees, so he fired them.
So three people
three
lost
stores.
Their jobs
yeah.
because of you.
Yeah.
And
so,
now,
I'm sorry. I had to do math.
And now your dad is dead. Because of all this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows now probably, wherever he is.
Wait, you think he's dead of the stress from the firings?
Yeah, because he knew those people were good people.
They had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. No, and I think his dad died honestly because those people were good people. He knew it. He felt bad. And he thought something was afoot. And sure enough.
That's not one.
But you think you stole around $10,000 to $14,000?
Yeah, a lot. Did you?
Yeah.
How much?
You know, I used to steal from my dad. My dad kept his wallet in his top sock drawer. And if it wasn't on him and it was in there, I know that's because he's in the shower or he always kept his wallet on him. Like he,
you wouldn't know because you heard the shower running?
If I knew he was in the shower, I could get in there and get the wallet. But he would always keep like, he always kept cash, but he would keep a couple hundred bucks in his wallet at any given time. But if he had broken 100 during the day, I could snipe a 20 or two out of there. Mm. But if I took 100, he'd beat the shit. He would know. 100.
Did you ever get caught?
One time he said something to me about, I think he had asked, he forgot if he gave me money to get me and my sister pizza. And he's like, did I give you cash for that? And I was like, yeah, I think you did. And he's like, did you give me the change? And I was like, I think I did give you the change. And he's like, yeah, I'm short a little bit of money. You gave me the change? And then I immediately got to my room and then I found it. Yeah.
He knew.
In my jeans.
Very good. Very good.
I found it, Dad. I'm sorry. But then I think he put it together. That I must have been sniping. But a $100 bill would have never, that's insane.
But yeah. What's the consequence? Known. He would punch you?
Well, he'd punch me if I, in just for regular days, but.
What do you mean, in the face or just like in the shoulder? Just like a
couple
Charlie horse.
Body shots. I got a body shot. No, he wouldn't punch me. I don't know. I actually don't know. Like every kid steals from their parents. I don't know what they would have done if they found out that I was thievery. Mm. Did you guys steal? Did they have that in Mexico?
No.
What about in Spain? You don't steal from your parents? You don't steal at all. Nobody
are pesos coins?
Hold on. Did your parents have money?
Yeah, look at them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if your parents have the money to give you, then it's a different story. Mm-hmm. But if you're like
needing
to get something, you know. Oh
my God. Did you ever steal money?
No, I did steal Vicodin.
You did for your mom?
No, my stepdad had a pill bottle in the bathroom, and I would just get one pill at a time. Similar to your story, I wouldn't take the whole thing.
Can't you take the whole thing?
Yeah. A little bit off the top.
You never can. Yeah.
And this is how I know you're from Arizona.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're going for money. You're going for pills.
Yeah, I never stole money. I'd steal money when I worked at the coffee shop when people wouldn't tip. I would like add a dollar to the receipt.
Okay. Yeah.
I sold.
That's like fraud. That's not even stealing. Yeah. That's straight up fraud.
That's prison. You go to prison for that.
I made it out, but yeah, I stole some fraud.
Sunny Delight.
From who?
What?
From my roommate, Alex.
Sunny Delight?
And you know what happened?
Uh-huh.
He yelled at me. He goes, I know you're fucking drinking. He goes, and he started putting a red marker where he left it off, and I would fill it with water. So eventually it was just water.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I never stole from my roommates.
You never did?
I never stole from roommates. No. I was always so scared of that thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Well,
just,
I liked them. You didn't like your roommates?
No. I was like, but also, the only time I ever had an inclination was I wanted a new phone and I couldn't afford it. And they gave me rent because I was the responsible one. And I thought, I should just fucking go buy that fucking phone and not give the rent money and then we'll figure it out later. But I didn't do it. I did
when you're
right
poor,
thing.
Though, with fucking...
I remember doing it. I was 24, and I was like, I need a phone so bad.
Wow.
And I was going to do it, and I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't do it. But I really thought about it, because when you have the cash in your hand, you're like, I could do it. They're never going
to
know.
Yeah. What would you do then? You would have to make up the money, though, no?
Yeah, but at that point, you're so horny from the thing.
Yeah, you're running like, on that high, bro.
Yeah.
You don't care. You're just going to do it. I mean, we used to steal... I've talked on the show. I used to steal from McDonald's constantly.
Yeah.
My buddy Chris got fired for stealing cash. We just steal food and sometimes a couple of bucks. But
what
those
are we calling stealing?
They would steal. Those guys got fired. They stole a couple hundred bucks every week. I think they would. I mean they were.
I did too when I was bartending. You would like.
Bartending, it's par for the course. You have to steal when you bartend.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Do you remember, what the hell was his name? Pete Johansson?
Oh, yeah.
He used to work at. The Roxbury on Sunset back in the 90s, and his bar manager would come over to him at the beginning of the night and be like, make sure you're taking a little for yourself tonight, because if you're not taking a little, you're taking a lot.
Wow.
And that's like what goes down with bartenders. They know.
When you're poor, the kind of fights you have with the roommates are ridiculous. It's like, I remember we had a phone bill, and I was living in Silver Lake, and Kalisa looked at the phone bill and goes, who called Santa Monica?
Santa Monica.
And I'm not paying the 3 cents. I mean, it's like that, those kind of fights.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're so hungry and you have no money.
Oh, we used to fight.
It's terrible.
The toilet paper fight was endless. It was endless. Because it was like, I'm not buying it. It's like, well, I'm not buying it. Until you get a bathroom that's of your own. When you're always sharing bathrooms, always an argument and a fight. I already bought it. You buy it. And then finally one of you gets an office job and you're like, I'm going to steal it from the office. So I'd steal toilet paper from my office constantly. I'd literally get a backpack,
yeah, well,
load up on whatever I could get from the office.
Yeah.
And then come back home and I'd have toilet paper, turkey. There's always deli meat in an
cold
office.
Cold cuts, you know.
Yeah, I would. There's always deli meat. There's always somebody go get, some PA had to go get deli meat. So I get toilet paper, turkey, pens and printer paper and printer ink. I used to steal printer ink constantly.
Printer ink is gold.
I used to steal that constantly from the old office.
Wow.
And they never questioned it because the guy wasn't keeping inventory. He would just put it on the thing to go get. And then assume an executive was just printing a lot of scripts.
Were you guys ever at a point where you didn't eat at all? Like you were just starving?
Yeah.
Literally starving.
When I first moved to
days?
LA. I would say, just to the point where I ate ramen for like a week and a half straight every day.
Yeah.
But I did it for, I would do ramen in the morning and then at night I'd try to at least like buy like a, from the grocery store, or the 7-Eleven, I mean, not the grocery store, I'd buy like an old sandwich, you know?
Mm. First of all, you can't buy an old, what do you mean? Like, you guys throwing that out? I'll take it for half price.
Dude, at 7-Eleven, let me tell you
something. Everything
there
is old.
Everything is
nothing's
old.
Nothing's made on
new.
Premises, man.
Nothing's new. Yeah. Well, let me say this. Now that you're, so you're both single, Bobby
is. Yeah, how is it, what is it like? Are you miserable? Or are you killing it? What's it like?
So aggressive.
Tell me.
Well, clearly, I'm not sucking dudes' tongues right now.
So, buddy.
Yeah, clearly but is it going well? Is it going well, Jay?
It's what it is. You know, when you have kids, and it's not the, it's a different situation, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
No. It's not good.
He's having a tough time.
Yeah. Why?
I think he doesn't really, his standards are ridiculous. And
my standards too high.
And then he meets somebody that is probably wonderful, and he just bails on him, or he just checks out.
You mean
like
he did for his when he was supposed to run his
hour set?
Yeah.
The one,
like for your hour set.
Still doesn't remember it.
But he does. But he needs advice. Help him out with this. Honestly.
I mean, what are your standards? Why do they have to be so high?
Because he's a special little prince.
I don't know. Maybe it's. I don't know. I like what I see. You know what I mean, Doc?
Yeah, dude. I know it, but I mean.
Yeah.
I think I'm like. Even with the weight, I'm like a 7.5. I feel like you're a solid like 4.55, right?
He's saying 45.
What are we
up there?
Well, I know, but I think, don't you think what you do for a living raises that number?
I think,
or no?
Yeah, I think people enjoy laughter and charm, and you have that, and you are adorable.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? So, yeah, but I mean, I think it comes down to sometimes you just like.
What do you think's Bob's flaw, Juice, and why he hasn't found a new thing?
Well, for one, I think it's okay to have high standards.
Yeah,
you know, thank you.
I think you know what you want and you shouldn't settle. But
you mean you even talking for a quick smash?
But for a quick smash, I'm with you.
Stay with quick smash.
That's where I was going next.
Well, I mean,
you should
Carlos is good
fun.
At quick smashes.
Probably the case.
But he'll smash anything.
No, well.
That's not true. You've seen me with hot girls.
But
be
I've
cool.
seen you with others as well.
That's true.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, when you were wrestling, did you wear a mouth guard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you're back in the days and they'd throw it in a boiling fucking pot of water?
Yeah, always did that.
You just bite down on it, and that's your dad it. Was like, "It's not that hot; it's steaming hot."
Yeah,
and you'd singe the roof of your fucking mouth with it. I've always hated doing those. I was like, "Just let me use an old one." He's like, "You can't. You got to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
The old ones don't work." And you'd sit there. He'd boil it. My dad. He would take it out and be like, "Here, put it in your mouth. Shove it in your skull.
Yeah.
Singe your mouth.
Drop."
Hated
it. The dropping the weight for the tournament before is the worst. Where you're wearing, you know what I mean? What do you call it? The
sweatsuit?
Not a sweatsuit, but we wear plastic bag, like a suit, and then we go in a dry sauna.
Like garbage bags.
The garbage bags. Yeah. And then we would have to like sweat it out.
So. What age did you wrestle till?
You know, he was really good. Do you know this?
His
brother was really good too.
Yeah. I'm athletic.
No, seriously. They were really good wrestlers.
I'm super athletic.
Well, that's, again, don't do that. We've talked about this. That's not true. You're good at some things. Athletic means you have a broad range of athleticism across a board.
That's
of
not what it means. Right?
That's literally what. Yes. Look up what the fuck athletic means.
What do you think it means? What other sports are you good at?
Tennis, wrestling,
tennis.
I was on tennis team in high school. Oh,
the right. Physical qualities that are characteristic of athletes, such as strength, fitness, and agility. So you're not across those boards. You don't have strength.
I could be, if I wanted to be.
Well, and if
and that's the thing. Agility, quick as fuck, bro. Like the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Bing, bing, bing.
That's me, dude. I'm all over the place, right? What's the other one?
I like that I could be. Strength, fitness, and agility.
Yeah, I could do all that shit. I just don't want to. I like pizza.
Yeah, and if I was black, I'd be in the NBA. I don't like that's such a bad argument. I could
no,
if
because
I was.
No, because
if it did.
You're making me mad because the thing is that I could prove it to you, but I don't want to.
It's bullshit then. Then it's fake.
No, because just because I don't want to prove it.
It's not real then.
All right.
It's not real. If you want to show me you're athletic, show
Are you
me.
Athletic?
Don't insult me. Don't insult me on our show.
Are you athletic?
He's athletic.
100% I'm athletic.
Me too then.
No, you're fucking not.
Because you play golf?
I played many sports my
me
whole
too,
life.
Me too, my
no,
whole life.
No, you didn't. You played, you wrestled and that was
and
it.
And tennis team.
What years on these things?
Oh, I was on the high school tennis. You look at the yearbooks. Wrestling and
Jay,
tennis
Jay, get
team.
The yearbook.
I love that he acts like it's like a Wikipedia page for it.
I have photos on my Instagram.
You
look
did
at
one
it.
Year of tennis.
No, years. I played with Michael Chang. I was good. Look at that. That's me and my brother wrestling.
That's know. Fine. First of all, it's a picture of you in wrestling uniform.
35 years ago.
Yeah. No, that was in high school.
35 right? years ago.
And then look at the third photo up.
There.
Oh,
that's
no, no,
more
to,
like
no,
that.
No, go to the other one.
No, no. Stay on that.
Look at the one wrestling. Triple H. That's Triple H.
Is that for Mad TV?
No.
What's that for?
That's a high school fucking...
He
yeah,
didn't
that's a
fight
high school.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's on. You see the photo, fuckface?
Yeah, no shit. But you're in the same weight class. That
that's
guy?
Me breakdancing, dude. Wrestling, breakdancing. I do it all.
He is multifaceted.
Breakdancing is athletic. Let's be honest.
Can't do it. There he is eating chicken wings.
There he is eating chicken wings.
Wait, scroll down.
That's who you are.
Yeah, now. Oh, fuck you, dude.
That's you. That's the Bob I love and I know.
No,
that
no,
guy
no,
right
no,
there.
No.
Jay Larson is a good old friend of ours
good
that we've both
ours.
Known for a long time, who's a hilarious comedian, and we would highly recommend you please watch Jay Larson's special on YouTube.
What's it called, Jay?
We'll link it, yeah? Fans, link it, please, in the description.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, boys. It's called Sounds Like Bruce.
Sounds
okay,
like
Sounds
Bruce,
Like Bruce.
Which is
Thank
a
you.
Which is a phrase from arguably not just Jay's, but one of the best jokes I've ever ever heard. If you know it,
Thank
you know
buddy.
It. If you've seen it on the internet, people probably, some people, I assume a lot of people already know, but it's a good call to one of the best jokes I've seen on the internet. What is this?
Thanks, pal.
Bobby sent this to me. Bobby sent this to me and said, we got to go to church. You sent this to me.
I did not say you that.
I'll show you the DM.
Oh, I think I did, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
And he said, we need Jesus.
We need Jesus in our life.
This man is just beating his patrons with a belt. And they're taking it.
Yeah. That's a Sunday morning, by the way.
Where is it?
What's that?
Do you know where it is?
Temecula.
No.
Temecula, California, my friend. No. We don't know.
I don't know where it's from. He sent it to me and just said, we got to go to church.
Yeah, I just felt like the Lord calling me.
To get beat, you want to get beaten publicly?
I deserve
that?
It.
You think so?
Yeah.
A little.
Don't you deserve it?
I think it's pretty dogmatic to want pain and pleasure and all. I get what you it means to you.
It's one of those things where you kind of go, you know how you see a cooking show and go, oh, I'd love to eat that meatloaf. Right?
Yeah.
I want to know what that feels like. Mm.
To be in a church and get beat by your preacher?
Well, I mean, it's not like he's repeatedly doing it. So maybe one swack, you know, maybe my buns will jiggle.
Just one swack of it's fine.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah.
I just want to know what that feels like.
Let me make amends real fast.
All right, sorry.
Okay?
Go ahead.
You are athletic.
No, it's okay.
Look at me. I've seen you do things that are very athletic, okay? And you're strong and you're
no,
smart.
No,
and I care about you.
No, no.
And you have a good penis, a regular, nice regular penis, okay? Okay?
No.
You don't want it?
I don't want it, man. You really made me mad.
Shut up.
See that?
Shut up.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. You shut up
You're
and fuck
like
you.
You're acting like a fucking guy.
I just said nice stuff to you.
I know, but you...
No, and then you said
for
no.
For the last 45 minutes, you're weak. You got nothing.
I didn't say weak once. I didn't say got nothing once. Did
this
I fancy...
whole podcast, you're weak. You got nothing.
Did I say anything like that?
No, I was just implied.
It's implication.
Yeah, you don't think I can take implications? I know what they mean.
What did they mean?
That means I can read through the lines, between the lines.
What
I know what
that?
You mean.
What? What
You're
is that?
You're calling me a little bitch.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And when you get together with your white jockey friends, and I'm calling you out, dog.
Yeah. You mean like a
horse
rider?
Yeah.
Like a horse
you
rider?
You fucking bullies getting together, right, and you team up on
First
the, little,
of all, of
the
us,
little guy.
Of us three,
we'll
the only guy
happens.
That could be a jockey would be you.
That's another joke.
That's
Very
not
funny.
A joke.
Yeah. Very funny. Another joke.
No, I just
I will say this. The only reason I say you couldn't be a jockey is because they're very athletic.
They're very
athletic.
Look at See what you guys do when you guys get together? Hey, you know what, dude? You try me, dude.
Stop.
What do you mean, try you?
Or you come to my podcast and you fucking treat me like that, both of you?
He's been saying it was his the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, I know he thinks it's his. All right? All of you in the room, hear me roar.
We love you.
Hear me roar right now. You too, fuck.
You need to slow down.
Yeah, you're a part of the whole thing. All you people, dude.
I think you're right? trying.
No.
I've had enough of it, dude. I'm drawing the line right now.
Draw of you.
Right? I'm 51. I'm athletic, and I could be.
You're right.
You could right? be. Yeah, yeah, even more.
I choose not to.
I agree.
I like that.
All right? And I will fuck you guys up one day. You'll
Thank
see.
You for being a bad friend.